The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Are you ready?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we've been ready a long time.
What are you ready for?
We're ready for playing bad news.
Yes, we're ready for you.
Are you ready to rock?
Yes, we're ready.
Are you ready to roll?
Yes, we are ready to roll.
Starting the show off kind of weirdly, completing, but not really, what we did last week. We didn't fit in the whole of a Deep Purple track last time, so we fit in a whole of a Deep Purple track this time.
And it was a beauty, Black Knight, from their 1970 album, which was later included in the 25th anniversary version of their 1970 studio album, Deep Purple in Rock, which is a really good one. But I never discovered Deep Purple until... Well, Machine Head. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm old, but because that came out in 1972. But I discovered Deep Purple with their Machine Head album. Mm. And anyway, on that is probably one of their most famous songs, Smoke on the Water. And so anybody that learns guitar, I think that's what they learn to play is Smoke on the Water. But anyway, one of the guys from Deep Purple was saying, often they get asked what that song, Smoke on the Water, is about. And he said, my God, you just got to listen to the lyrics. But Deep Purple wanted to dedicate time to record an album away from the typical studio environment, hoping it would result in a sound closer to their live shows. So they hired the Rolling Stones mobile studio for recording, and Block booked the Montreux Casino as a venue, but during a Frank Zappa concert immediately before the sessions, the casino burned to the ground. So there you have it.
Yeah.
Blame it on Frank Zappa and the mothers, eh?
Or some stupid something with a flare gun, wasn't it? Yeah, anyway. Interesting story. And of course, Smoke on the Water, I think used worldwide for like speedway and motorsport and all that sort of thing. I remember in Invercargill, probably like Teratonga using it in their speedway ads. Probably not paying royalties either. Now, this is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thanks for joining us.
I'm Maria.
And I'm Matt. We are here in the Nelson studio. This is another pre-record. We've got a bit of a special occasion on at the moment, but a bit more about that later. Right now, here's some Judas Priest with Metal Gods. I can see Maria cringing already.
Involve the mind of its soul. Beggs Music Works supports Fresh FM. Thanks, Beggs Music Works.
Didn't that just scream Switzerland?
Like, yes, Matt.
Like Swiss chocolate or Swiss cheese or the Alps?
It did.
There was Crocus, a band that formed way back in 1974. They started off as a prog rock band, but turned into a bit of a... Well, by that point in the 80s, they kind of had an AC/DC-ish vibe, I felt. But anyway.
They did sound a little bit of that. It screamed a bit painful to me.
Oh, you don't know the meaning of the word painful. You wait to see what I've got next.
Ah, no.
This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM, the top of the South's community access radio station.
Yeah, thanks, Beggs Music Works, for supporting us.
Yes, and thanks to you for listening. I realise it could be slightly torturous, but it could be worse. Yeah.
Could it be worse? Is it coming up getting worse? Is it getting worse, Matt?
No, it's not getting worse.
What do you got for us next?
I'm going to stay in the European continent, and Fresh FM has a German intern at the moment, and I was thinking about German music, and obviously there's a few bands that you could spring to mind with, but decided to go with Accept, and because we just played Midnight Maniac by Crocus, I thought, what about Midnight Mover by Accept?
Sounds good, Matty.
Oh, it sounds awesome.
It's what you're going to be on Friday night, Midnight Mover, but we'll tell you more about that later.
Yeah, you wait and see. All right, here is a bit of Accept coming to you on 46 and 2. Keeping with the German thing, that was Warlock, Doro Pesch and the Warlocks. Yeah, 3 minute warning. Good band, I've got to say. I do like a bit of Warlock. I've got a couple of their albums. Fond memories of Doro Pesch. I mean, of the band.
Yeah.
She was,
you're funny, you know, Maddie.
She's a bit of a babe. Anyway, this is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thank you for joining us this Friday evening or Saturday evening if you're listening on Radio Southland, a Monday evening on Free FM. Yeah, maybe a Thursday late evening if you're listening to the replay on Fresh, or you could be listening to a podcast anytime or a stream, in which case it's whatever time it is wherever you are at this particular moment.
Now, the reason I said that Maddie will be grooving away till midnight, which he probably could be, it is our son's wedding on Friday.
Which is today. Well, not today as we're recording this, but today as you're hearing this, if you're listening to Friday.
That's exactly right. It's a bit confusing, isn't it?
Oh, so confusing. Time travel, man. It's a difficult thing.
It really is. So coming up next, a band called Gulper. I typed it into Google and it came up with Gulpo, which is a British experimental rock art band formed in the mid-1990s.
Oh.
And I know nothing about them.
Mm.
Anyway, but Gulper, we come across them a little while ago, didn't we?
Yeah, and I don't even know quite how. Has it got something to do with Lynx?
I think it does.
Does it mean like Lynx, or is that a different band?
I don't know, Maddie. Gulper, here we go.
All right. Give us...
Swedish. They're a Swedish band.
Yes.
Oh, golly.
Oh, yes, it does mean Lynx. I'm just seeing that right here.
Oh.
See, I remembered that.
That's very good memory.
My
there,
mental arithmetic is strong. Oh, no, it's not arithmetic. All I did was remember that Gulper means lynx in Swedish. We're probably not even saying it right. Anyway, we're doodling around the European continent at the moment.
Golly, we certainly are, aren't we? I'm about to change that in a little bit. It says here about Gulper, from Sweden, with surreal lyrics and an energetic singer and a sound of progressive stoner rock with folk psychedelic influences. They released their debut EP in June of 2018. I'm not sure whether the song we're playing comes from that. But More Fuzz from January 2019 said it's a fabulous debut, this album by Gulper from Sweden, perfectly mixing stoner and psychedelic rock with folk and with even some doom. And I know that you like a bit of doom there, Matt,
which
is lingering
doom,
pretty subversive in the layer underneath. So what track did you pick for us?
This is from Myriad, came out in 2022. It's a song called Exoskeleton. Which is a skeleton on the outside, is that right? So if you were like a cockroach, you've got an exoskeleton, but we've got the bony insides.
Don't be speaking to me about cockroaches, because they are just infesting our house at the moment, that warm day that we had.
They came Wednesday out to play. Well, we only found two of them inside, but we figured if we found two, how many didn't we find?
I think about 2 million. I think between them and the ants, that's probably what's holding our house up at the moment.
And what about the...
The hair cutter.
The hair cutter outside. The cat was playing with something and I'm like, oh, what's the cat got? Ooh, it's a hair cutter.
And it was a biggie. It was a biggie. It was as long as your thumb. And then it tried to break down the window to get in. Thanks for thinking of me, Maddie, because I don't like them. And Maddie said, hey, should we move to another room where it's not? But you know what? They follow the light.
Yeah, they do. They follow
anyway,
the light.
Let's hit this song, eh, Maddie?
All right, don't go to the light. Here's some Gulper with Exoskeleton. I'm 46 and 2, thanks to Beggs Music Works and the wonderful Fresh FM.
Te reo irirangi o te tau ehu, Fresh FM.
Formed in 1980, they have been described as the female Bon Jovi, and I can see why.
Yeah.
That was Vixen with their track. I was going to say On the Edge of 17, but it's not Edge of a Broken Heart. It was their one-hit wonder, as the song was being their one hit.
I know that song. I remember that band.
Do you?
I don't think they wore quite as much makeup as Bon Jovi, but...
Maybe not.
Yes.
Vixen.
Go Vixen. I think the album cover was a motorbike or something. Yeah, Vixen. Go Vixen. That's a blast from the past, Maria.
Well, that's what that segment was, a blast from the past.
Ooh.
Yeah, I can't believe I even chose that track, but hey.
It's what you do. Yes. Well, we did mention before the wedding, but then we sort of got distracted. I think we went to time travel and cockroaches and all sorts of things. But Aidan and Mickey, married today, if you're listening on Friday. Congratulations. I was going to say, you only get married once. If you're doing it right, you only get married once.
That's right.
Yeah. So good luck for the future.
Yep, they're doing it right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much now.
Yeah. All right, were you going to say something else?
No,
are you sure?
No, I know.
Oh, were you going to say something?
No, I was just going to say they better be doing it right, as they'll be smacking their bums.
They're
a great couple, they really are.
Yeah. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM, playing rock music on the wireless. So thank you very much for joining us. Now it is time for the long song, and I'm playing this one because the other night I was watching the power of YouTube. You can watch gigs that have basically just happened and people have put footage up, and some of the footage coming out of people's phones these days is insane. And I've always been the one through, you know, partway through the gig you hold up your phone and you film a bit. Now I'm thinking other people's filming is becoming so good, why film it yourself? You're probably never going to go back and look at it again on your little device anyway. If it's my phone, the picture's okay, but the audio is just total distortion. So Leave it to someone else. Enjoy the moment is what I say. But anyway, we checked out this song. It is by a band, and I can hear some people going, ugh, already. With a long song, it could easily be Tool. And this is a song about getting old. Yeah, you know it. It's Invincible by Tool.
Bold and proud.
yeah. I like a bit of Tool. They do a fairly good long song.
They are touring with, Primus.
Pussifer
and, who's the other one? It's three bands that we'd really love to see. God, who is that? Anyway, Sestana.
Oh, it's a Perfect Circle.
Oh, that's it. Oh, God, brain dead. Sestana and Maddie, you'll be pleased to know, well, if you live in the States, you'll be pleased to know they have just extended that tour to about another, I don't know, half dozen to dozen places.
Cool.
They could extend it down under.
Yeah, they could. I think we'll see Tool down under again next year. Rumours have it, but anyway.
Well, I think I read a little... there was rumours of a new album as well, maybe. But Maynard, he cussed a little bit and he said, just don't do that. Just don't say that we're maybe releasing an album when actually we haven't even talked about releasing a new album, so stop it.
He's funny. He can talk. We watched that thing of him, of Tool performing, and he's like, oh, my other band, Pussifer, have a live stream coming out.
I know. You could just about see. Or you could
the
just
other
about,
guy's going, what?
Just rolling their eyes and going, plug that in there, mate.
Yeah, funny. It would be a very strange relationship. Anyway, bit of Tool off Fear Inoculum.
Yeah. He's probably a little bit obnoxious, Maynard, but then he's probably sick of like interviewers and reporters and fans and stuff like that. But he's very clever. He's very business minded. So, and he's very well known in the wine industry.
He even, I think, was the keynote speaker at, there was a big wine conference in Wellington a few years back, and he was like the dude. I think a bunch of people went just to see him talking about wine, which is kind of weird if you're a rock fan. Anyway.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, this is 46 and 2. We are starting to run out of time. That's what happens when you play a long song. Now, you've got something coming up for the, I was going to say birthday boy, the wedding boy.
I do. Now, when our son was a little wee nipper, he loved this band. He loved it. Tons. I don't know whether he still does, but this song's for you, Aidan.
I'm not sure if he does now. Now he listens to stuff that goes tick, tick, whoop, 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 wub, wub, wub.
Oh, you're very good at that.
we catch up with another mate of mine, Sophus, who's mad on drum and bass. And Sophus, he'll always play this music. And it's like, is this robots fighting or are they making love or what are they doing? But Aidan knows it all now. Aidan's like, yeah,
down with that.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not down with that in my house, man. Get out. Oh, that's right.
Anyway,
he moved out quite a few years ago, didn't he?
Yeah, but he used to love this next band.
He did. So it is Pantera. It is off their album.
Good lad.
I'm going to play the title track, Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Cowboys from Hell. It's when Pantera started to abandon the glam style of their previous albums in favour for heavier sound. And it's been recognised as one of the first ever groove metal albums.
And it is a brilliant album. I love this album so much.
I love it too. Mikey's going to love it too. Writing sessions for Cowboys Hell took place throughout 1998 and 1989. After being turned down 28 times by every other major label on the face of the earth, Ucto Records representative Mark Ross was asked by his boss Derek Shulman, who was actually interested in the band at the time. He said he wanted to see the band perform after Hurricane Hugo stranded him in Texas. Ross was so impressed by the band's performance that he called his boss that night, suggesting that Pantera be signed to the label. Ross said on the performance, quote, by the end of the first song, my jaw was on the ground. The sonic power of it all, the attitude and the musicianship blew me away. Basically, you had to be an idiot not to think they're amazing. I mean, how could you see these guys and not think, holy shit? And that's what I reckon too. When I saw them play, I don't know, back in the 1990s.
Would have been.
They were amazing.
I didn't get to see them.
Oh, they were amazing. The artwork on the album cover is pretty cool as well. But anyway, here it is, Cowboys for Hell from Pantera, going out for you, Aidan's son.
This is pretty much going to take us through the end of the show too, by the way. So we might as well say goodbye now.
Well, we'll be back next Friday and we will be live in the studio and I will be just on time as per usual.
Yeah, well, this is the advantage with pre-recording. If we do it a few days early, it gives you a better chance of, showing up at the appropriate time.
That's right.
Anyway, congratulations, Aidan and Mickey. Have a good week, everybody. We will be back again next week with another 46 and 2. Thanks to the wonderful people. Where, Maria?
At Beggs Music Works. Go see them this weekend and say, hey, discount, because, you know, you sponsor this show and Matt said.
Don't say that.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.